Welcome to the Chic Perspective Show. I'm Elizabeth Gordon, the Chic Entrepreneur, and today we are talking about women entrepreneurs who are succeeding with style. Thanks so much for tuning in. I have a fabulous show for you, and I am excited to introduce you to two women who are very involved in the Women in Insurance and Financial Services group, Martina Jimenez and Patricia Elrod Hill. I've both joined me today in the studio to talk not just about the group Women in Insurance and Financial Services, but also about what they do and how they bring an interesting and unique perspective to their occupation. So, Martina and Patricia, welcome to the Chic Perspective Show.
Thank you.
All right, I'm going to start with Martina. I want to find out a little bit more about you. Now, you have a very impressive background. The list of awards, licenses, and organizations, I swear, this takes up a whole page. It's unbelievable what this young woman has accomplished in her career. So tell me a little bit about how it all began. How did you get started?
Well, I came out of college, and I was told by my mother that I needed to get a real job. So honestly, I decided that that real job needed to be with an organization that was established and that I could move around in. And that's why I started in the banking industry.
Did you have a knack for numbers, if you will?
Yes, I think you could say that. I came up as a young girl in a family of entrepreneurs. So I was very used to investing with my family, learning about money with my family, and being taught to save and invest in different areas. So it did come natural to me, which is why I thought, yeah, this will be easy. I can handle this.
Nice. So in your family, it sounds like talking about business and finances and planning for the future, it was a topic of conversation.
Always. It was very important. From the time I can remember, my mom always said, you have to plan for, you know, the three D's, divorce, death, and disability. You never know what could happen. You have to plan ahead. So I always had that in mind.
That's interesting because so many people don't talk about finances, and often that leads them down a bad path if they're not thinking about it and voicing concerns or asking questions or thinking about things that can happen that aren't always that pleasant, such as those three D's.
That's true. And, you know, I just grew up thinking, well, okay, if, you know, one day I'm going to have a husband and I need to know the budget of the household. I need to know what debts we have, what kind of network we have, and how to deal with those numbers if something happened to my spouse. But not only that, my mother even took it farther. You have to manage these things along with your spouse. And before you get married, you have to be responsible and also take charge of your finances. You can't just wait for somebody to come in and take care of you. So I always had that, you know, as a foundation with my family.
So how does that background play into the types of conversations that you have with your clients now as a financial advisor?
Well, I always empower and encourage couples, especially, to share financial literacy in their household, to talk about, you know, even if someone is paying the bills, the other person needs to know what bills they're paying, what are the passwords of the account, how do they do it? Because what if that person becomes ill, or what if they're traveling and they're not able to take care of these things? So I think it's important that as a household, you share knowledge about what you have and what you know, you're working towards. And I always love to speak with women that are interested in learning, because a lot of times I think women get scared about having to, you know, pay the bills, pay the mortgage, and or figure out what the balance sheet is at the end of the month, because one, it may be scary to see that you spend too much.
Yes, that's never a pleasant sight to see, but there's other fears involved as well. And I hear that a lot in terms of looking at business numbers and also your personal financial numbers. So how can people get past that fear of being confused or being overwhelmed and start to dive in responsibly and proactively to manage their finances?
I think it's important for people to know exactly where they stand, to take a look at their finances, know exactly, you know, what they have in terms of their bottom line foundation benefits like their health and life insurance and disability, as well as their property and casualty insurance, and know what kind of savings they have in the bank if something were to happen, what kind of emergency funds are available and where they are in retirement. So just start looking at these areas and put together a, you know, what I call an accordion file with all these different topics of budgeting, savings, investments, retirement, life and health, and then sit down with a professional. I think that a lot of times people do not have the time to do this. So when you have a professional working with you, you have someone to hold you accountable. It is so easy to, you know, just say, I'm going to do it later, I'm going to do it later, and you never get to it. And if, you know, if you were going to the doctor to get diagnosed for whatever, something that you need a surgery for, you don't go home and perform surgery on yourself.
Right. Oh, I'll just figure this out over the weekend on my own.
Yeah, I think it's important for us to do research. We need to be smart consumers. Let's do the research. Let's find out what we're talking about. So when we sit down with a financial planner or a financial advisor, we know what questions to ask. And we know, you know, where we're going with these different topics. So we have a foundation of financial knowledge of, okay, retirement. We have a 401k or we have an IRA. You need to know a little bit basic stuff. And you can easily get that on the internet. It's so easy. And also try to partner up with an advisor that is willing to educate, because that's very important.
Well, it's interesting because there are a lot of financial advisors. So I'd like to ask your opinion as one, or what are some of the things that people should look for in that relationship to help them decide, yes, this is the right person for me to work with?
Well, that's exactly why I became involved with the Women in Insurance and Financial Services, because I felt that it was important as a woman to be around other women in our industry and to also help and empower and educate the women in our industry to all work the same, you know, in the same values and integrity that we should. And so I think that when you are choosing a financial planner as a consumer, as an individual or a business owner, you should look for someone that has the appropriate experience and licenses. And second, I think you need to look at someone that has established business niche. So, you know, are those people interested in working with someone just in insurance, or is it just retirement? And or do you need someone who's going to be a comprehensive planner that is going to help you in all these different areas of planning? Do you want to work with someone who is just performing a transaction, or do you want a relationship? Because that's, you know, those are two different things.
Right. A very different perspective.
Right. Someone can, you know, buy life insurance from a insurance agent or a financial planner, but are they going to also look at estate planning and decide what kind of, you know, legal documents does this couple or individual client need? And also work in a team environment, for example, like with Patty, who's an estate planning attorney, and make sure that that individual has a team. And I think looking at an advisor who works in a team approach is very important, because then you have different people looking after you. They're really, truly an advisory team for you.
That's a really nice way of putting it. And yeah, what a great perspective. So let's talk to Patty over here now. Patricia Elrod Hill. The Elrod Hill Law Firm is your company, and you're an estate planning attorney with an elder care law firm, correct?
Correct.
So tell me, Patty, how did you get into this business that you're doing today?
Well, I've been an attorney for about 21 years now, and the first 12 years of my career, I actually was an attorney for the government. I worked for the Department of Veterans Affairs, and I just decided at one point that I needed a little more flexibility and wanted to go out on my own. So I looked at all of the different areas of law that I could practice in, and I chose estate planning and elder and disability law because I realized that what I really loved about practicing law was helping people and being with people. And so this particular area of the law gives me the most client contact. I get to spend a lot of time with my clients, get to know a lot about their lives, and help them to make some decisions about how to spend the rest of their life.
That's nice that you get to make such a direct client impact because, yes, in a lot of areas of law, you're not necessarily dealing with the client. So tell me more about the clients that you work with. Who do you serve?
Well, I serve all types of clients because I do estate planning, which is wills and trusts for everybody. But a large part of my practice is working with families who have a family member who is either disabled, elderly, or maybe facing a disability. And so what I generally do, or what a lot of my practice is, helping them to find resources to manage a disability. Some of it may be a mental disability, some may be physical. And it's all ages, children, adults, and the elderly.
Okay, so a variety of case types that you're coming in and helping out with. How do people normally know to reach out to a law firm that does estate planning? What are the signals that, oh, we need somebody with this area of expertise?
Well, a lot of my clients come to me through their adult children. And so a typical scenario might be that the adult children all of a sudden realize that mom or dad or both are not able to manage their day-to-day living any longer. A lot of times, to be honest with you, it happens after the holidays. So we'll come back, the children have been there at Christmas, and they say, oh, mom can't really balance her checkbook anymore. I realize she needs some help. She probably needs some long-term care. And I need to make sure that I understand how to manage her affairs for her. So that's that kind of the first step. That's how they get to me. And because of the fact that I have this sort of a niche practice, which is, you know, I spend a lot of time with people that are facing dementias and Alzheimer's and physical disabilities. So I understand where the children are coming from and can kind of guide them through the maze.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm sure it's very overwhelming to deal with. And so being able to lean on someone who's been through that process, kind of knows what it's like and is empathetic to it is immensely valuable.
And I have a social worker that works with me as well. And so we have a practice where we find resources in the community and can educate our clients about those and kind of direct them to different services that they might need.
Okay. So what are some of the other things that you do working with the clients once the children maybe have reached out and said, we've noticed that there's been a downturn in the health and we need to start thinking about the future?
Well, I try to direct them to, first of all, taking care of the person's physical and emotional, mental needs, which is not what I do, but I try to help them find resources for that. And then we take a look at, I try to get them to gather all of their parents' resources to find out, because most of the time an adult child, especially someone who's been living across the country, has no idea what mom or dad owns.
Right.
They don't know if they have long-term care insurance. They don't know if they have life insurance. And so we sort of start the search process, going through the documents and finding out what mom or dad has. What do they have to live on? What's their income? And once we've started that, then we look at how are we going to manage this issue? Is our mom and dad able to participate right now in executing legal documents? If so, we can go ahead and get powers of attorney or trusts in place. If they're no longer able to do that, then we may be facing filing for a guardianship or a conservatorship in order to help them manage their affairs.
Well, it sounds like very interesting and rewarding work, but difficult at times as well, Patty.
Well, it is difficult because we are often managing families who have as all families do, issues.
Right. There's nothing normal out there once you start to see.
So a lot of it is managing the different personalities, and there's always a lot of maybe a little guilt on the part of the adult children that they haven't realized mom or dad needed help before then. So we're managing a lot of those types of things as well.
Which is why it's so important to have somebody that you can really trust and rely on your side. And Martina, I'm sure you see a variety of personalities as well in your work and family dynamics.
Absolutely. And this is why, again, we work on a team environment, because a lot of times clients come to me with these same issues and I have to refer them on to, a Patty and, maybe even a tax advisor, and so that we can all collaborate and work together because we're not transactional professionals. We are trying to help these families with long-term needs So as, you know, their parents evolve into different needs, they're always getting the assistance that they need and or the legal documents that they need. And so it's always changing, you know. And I think you have to be available to help the families transition. And a lot of times it's business owners, you know, they didn't plan ahead on how they were going to exit their business. And now someone got sick and who's going to take over? And there's no legal document in place. And I mean, it can be really, hectic.
Right. Well, a lot of people, if you didn't have that drilled into your head about things to be aware of around the corner or the horizon, you know, it's all too easy to ignore what could happen until something really needs to happen.
That's true.
I love how you both work together so closely, and I'm curious to find out more about the organization. Now, Martina, you are the current president of Women in Financial Services, in Insurance and Financial Services, and Patricia, you're on the board. Tell me how you got involved and a little bit more about the group.
Okay, well, New York Life is my broker-dealer, and New York Life hosts a lot of advanced market conferences for the women in the business and to, you know, help encourage and empower women in the business to work together. And one of the conferences that I attended was geared towards encouraging people to be part of Women in Insurance and Financial Services. So that's how I first learned about the organization, and of course, I was very interested because as a woman in the business, you know, we're the minority. We have a very small percentage of women in the financial industry.
Absolutely. Financial and insurance and legal, too, are kind of male-dominated
That's
industries.
Right.
So it's wonderful to see all these great women breaking through and,
That's
and
right.
banding together.
We need to. We need to do that, and we need to support each other. So the mission of WIFS is to attract women in insurance and financial services fields. So that means estate planning, you know, tax, obviously insurance and different type of benefits and financial planning. So our goal is to help women in our industry to educate them, to empower them, to grow their business, to provide tools and resources for these women. So that's why when we have our luncheon and meetings, we always have CE credits for the women to take. And we also encourage them to come because they need to grow their business and learn about different topics. Each time they come, they're getting different resources to grow their business or market their business.
Patty, tell me a little bit about your experience with the group and some of the resources and learnings that you've gotten out of it.
Well, I originally joined the group probably 5 or 6 years ago. Somebody suggested that it would be a good place for me to find referral sources, but also to learn about the financial industry. And I have found that to be an excellent place to learn because I don't have a financial background. I have a legal background, but the two work so closely together, and I've learned so much about the financial industry. And it's also given me the opportunity to work with some wonderful women who are in the financial industry. So
that's terrific. And it is interesting how the two fields intertwine and overlap so many times, especially once you get involved in a situation. So having partners that you can lean on and refer back and forth must be really an important part of you as you've grown your practice.
Absolutely. You need the support of other professionals to refer your clients to that you can trust and that specialize in areas such as, you know, Patty with elder care. And for me, by law, we really need to refer at least 2 or 3 people anyway so that the client can choose. And, you know, we need to know who we can send the client to and based on their need, who they should talk to. But it's important to create those relationships. That's why it's so important for WIFS to exist, because how else do you create those relationships if you only do business with the people in your office? You have to also meet CPAs, attorneys, And maybe you only specialize in one area and you can refer your client to someone else who handles, you know, investments and is really, an expert in that area.
Right. Everybody likes to be working with the specialist, right? Exactly. You always want someone who specializes in exactly your situation.
Right, right. And it's good to know someone that you can refer your client to and you establish an alliance, a partnership of trust, where you know that when you send your client there, they'll be taken care of.
So at WIFS, you have regular luncheon meetings where people can learn and network and such. Anything else you want to say about the group, and where can they find out more information?
Absolutely. Well, we have a local website, which is WIFSAtlanta.org. And our national, this is a national organization,
right,
and we're in over 30 states. You can go to WIFSnational.org to learn more about the different chapters. And on a local level, we meet every month except June and July, because we take those months off for, you know, people are always traveling and taking vacation and kids are out of school. So we
Yeah, we're just coming back out of all of that summer.
Exactly.
So everyone's getting back to school, back to work.
Yes. And we just had a lunch meeting this past Friday, and our meetings are held at the Bucket Club. Our next meeting is actually an expo where we have different vendors come in and showcase their products and services that correlate with our businesses. And it gives us an opportunity to network with each other, get to know each other, and have a great lunch, and also get some CE credits also at that meeting, and just interact with other professionals in your field.
Sounds fantastic. I might just have to do a chic stop by sometime.
I think you need to.
Join you.
Yes.
So, Martina, what do you think has been the most satisfying thing or rewarding part of having your own business, building your own practice, being an entrepreneur?
Well, you know, 15 years ago when I started working in the financial services industry, I didn't know that I would enjoy it as much as I do. I knew that it would be rewarding, but it's been 9 years since I've owned my own business this month. And
congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you. I really love it because, like you said earlier, that reward, you know, that you feel from helping people, it's huge. And if you're passionate about what you're doing and you really like working with people and this is a people's business, you really need to be patient and also, you know, sort of like be a teacher. And at times, I think Patty will agree with me, kind of like a therapist. You know, we are unofficial therapists.
Sure. I'm sure you hear some of the stuff that falls outside of the plan.
We do. And we know a lot about our clients. I mean, we know so much, you know, their dog's name, their cat's name, who's important to them, you know, who's the good kid, who's the troubled kid. We know a lot about our clients. So it's just a way for us to, you know, even feel more connected to them. And I've gotten a lot from it, and not only just helping people, but also from what people have given me from the experiences that I've learned from the cases I've worked on.
That's fantastic. Patty, what about you? What's been your most kind of rewarding, memorable part of the experience?
Well, I think just all of my clients have been so rewarding to work with people all the time and to see that I can help them. So that's been the most rewarding for me.
That's fantastic. All right, ladies, I like to ask all of my guests for a chic tip that they'd like to share. As savvy business owners that you are, you've obviously experienced a lot of success. So what's one chic tip that you'd like to pass on to another woman who might aspire to be where you are someday? Patty, what's your chic tip?
Well, earlier we talked about how difficult it can be to look at your financial statements. And so my tip is to do it every Monday. So every Monday I look at my balance sheet at my business just to see where am I going to be at this week? What do I need to do to make it better?
That's a great, simple, short and sweet piece of advice. Martina, how about you?
That is a good advice, Patty. I think that if you want to start your own business or you just started your own business and you want to continue to grow and you know, just be a successful business, you should align yourself with a team of advisors. I think that's the best tip I can give. I see it time and time again where people, you know, neglect to create those relationships as part of their team. And to me, that is vital because you have someone to bounce ideas with, you know, and for example, you know, when it comes to financial statement, you need to have a CPA. You have to have that person there that you can call on and give you advice, or that attorney to follow up with making sure that you're doing all your things correctly, you know, and that financial planner that can help you with budgeting and saving an emergency and making sure that you're doing the right thing to create wealth as at the same time to have an emergency covered.
Absolutely. There is power in being part of a team. So yes. Get yourself one.
Exactly.
Definitely. And we are just about out of time. I want to just give you an opportunity to tell people where they can get in touch with you. Martina, where can people get a hold of you?
Well, my office is in Bucket and my website is martinajimenez.com. I am here to serve.
Excellent. And Patricia?
Well, my office is at the Forum in Peachtree Corners. And the easiest way to reach me is to call me at 770-416-0776.
Wonderful. Well, it's been an absolute pleasure having you on. Thanks so much, everyone, for tuning in to the Chic Perspective Show today. To check out more episodes, go to businessradiox.com and click on Chic Perspectives. Or you can also visit my website, chicentrepreneur.com. Until next time, wishing you all chic success.